There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Daydream, why do you haunt me so?
The Luxury Lookout.
Oh, I do feel like I need some chamomile tea after that's been
it's
on.
It's a lovely little tune. You know who's singing that?
The Beatles.
No, the Everly Brothers.
Oh, okay. Mm,
dream. Sarah Headley-Harmers, welcome
Hello.
Back.
Hello, yeah. It's so good to be back. I've
Seems
missed
like
you guys.
A long time.
You've missed us as if you've been doing amazing things, which we will get to. We've just been here, haven't we? Fighting with each other.
Yeah, we've been having a right barney today.
I heard.
Where do you stand on this Guardian article then? Do you think Instagrammers are sucking the soul out of travel where they're over-edited, they're over-stylized shots, or are you with them doing it?
To an extent, I'm kind of one of them, so I'm with them in that.
You're not, because we looked at you.
Oh, okay.
And we assessed it. And okay. We were like, there's a bit of fun in there.
Okay. Yeah,
she's a bit daft in a few of them. That's all we said.
Oh, okay. So that's what gets you past the no dignity barrier. My concern is that when you're seeing these pictures and they are put through extreme filters and then to make them look more
amazing.
Fantastical than they actually are, and then you go and see them in real life and they are a letdown. So my concern is more for the traveller who gets to, you know, that neighbourhood and realises it isn't that rainbow hued, that the colours have been saturated 100%, and that when you go there they're actually mild pastels.
I'm sure he's got a couple of filters himself. He can put it through and get it up to speed.
But this is the thing, right? So it borders on fake news with the filters. So I think it serves a really... I only use Instagram for travel. It used to be my personal account, and then I just stopped because I don't feel that Instagram is a place for personal. It's not instant anymore, for a start. Nobody does anything instant on Instagram.
Do they not?
I don't think so.
Huh.
You might be a bit old school, though. I'm guessing this from... no, I don't think it's all, you know, it's all calculated, and you don't have to have it.
So it's not actually...
within the last 24 hours.
Real life anymore.
It's real life, but not that minute, which is what it was meant to be when it first started. So it's meant to be this, I have captured this moment. Not, I captured this moment last week, and then I filtered the photo, and then I got this app that made me blur the background. And so now I think it's more of an app that people play with and play with their photography skills. And it was always very visual. So yeah, I do like the app, and it will be something that I would be inspired to travel by. So
if you see a picture that blows you away on Instagram, you'll think, where is that? I want to go.
Yeah,
there.
And I'll investigate. Yeah. I won't look at it and go, oh, I saw it on Instagram, it's definitely true. But I will take that as a starting point to plan my... obviously, all of my holidays for this year are planned already. But when I start planning the next year, towards the end of this year, then I'll be fishing on Instagram for what's the next big, new, now, next kind of place. So, and I do find it has that inspiration. And sometimes it does make me cringe. The thing that I absolutely hate, and just for everybody who tags me, so because I repost people to the Condé Nast Traveller Instagram page, so everybody who tags me every day to put it on, I'm not going to put your picture on there when you're wearing a G-string. So there's a lot of girls going, hey, look at this amazing beach, but it's actually their bottom.
And then a beach.
And the beach is kind of blurred in the background by that app I was just telling you about, where you can blur everything out other than the bit that you want people to look at. So yeah, there's certain things that we don't promote or repost, and that would definitely be one of them. Another thing I was just saying to you, people who put up a picture and don't say where it is, there's a location
section.
That's
me. That's me.
Yeah, that's 100%.
So annoying. Don't do that.
The other thing I like to do is put different places that are obviously not it.
It's ridiculous.
Like, middle of the Maldives.
Quiz time.
Satwa. It's a location.
The difference between you and Sarah is Sarah does actually like a lot of my photographs on social media.
She hasn't hidden you,
whereas
that's why.
You don't.
I think
it's great to have a co-presenter who blocks you on social media.
But we have a better relationship now.
Yeah, we were always fighting before then.
Yeah. Yeah. But this is it. I feel like I'm in touch with you the whole time through it, right? So I saw your car boot sale. I know all about what you've been doing.
You know that I won.
I saw your kids over Christmas. Yeah. I feel like I'm part of the family, Mark.
Yeah, it's
like,
I know.
You know, so I like it for keeping in touch with other people's lives. But for mine, I just use it to share travel information with the travel community. So, yes, I am for it. But I would say take it with a pinch of salt and less bikini shots, please, girls.
Getting online, Condé Nast Traveller Middle East. What are you talking about this week? Valentine's?
Valentine's, yes. Obviously a big topic today. And the thing that I love about Valentine's and travel is that no matter whether you've forgotten that special someone, today is a perfect day for giving the gift of travel. Nothing is as nice as reading in a card the words, "Meet me at the airport."
Right.
Yeah, you're so right.
I know.
Has it ever happened to you?
No, it hasn't. Are you going to do it? Because you forgot.
I haven't forgot. I'm getting my gifts on the way home. We've still got several hours of Valentine's Day left.
That's forgetting, isn't it? If you don't do it in the morning.
No, not necessarily.
I'm not doing it in the morning. No. Not when I'm angry before work.
No.
Morning Sarah's angry. I don't like mornings. So husband tried to go, should we do it? No, not now, tonight, like I told you.
That just says to me last minute that you haven't bothered to get anything. Well, you've got the whole day.
Also, I do have to go to the mall first before we do this.
See, the day is over. It's Valentine's Day.
No, I have been trying to get what he wanted for ages. Grey jeans from America. Believe me, I know.
Who asks for grey jeans from America for Valentine's Day?
Yes, exactly. How awkward are you, Paul? Yeah. So I have been trying for several weeks, and now I'm on the let's just do a mall run.
But have you ever had the gift of a ticket to go somewhere?
Yes.
On travel? Wow.
Yes, quite a few times.
A few times?
Oh, yeah. Love Paul. Paul sounds great.
It might not just be Paul.
It's not just Paul, but yes, predominantly Paul. Venice, that was good.
Venice, yeah.
That was our first one.
That's so nice.
Yeah. So, and I think the good thing is, if you've forgotten today, how long does it take to go on the internet, book something up? It's so simple. Dash out, get a card. And yes, they might know.
They won't give me the leave.
This was a last minute plan. No, but the thing is, you can do it any time, right?
Yeah.
This
is right near the card.
Nobody wants to travel on the 14th.
Oh, so you give it on the 14th and say we're going in a month's time.
And you allow the anticipation, and the looking forward to is the biggest part of the gift.
Right.
You have to keep the looking forward to in your back pocket there.
And if you do it long enough ahead, they'll have forgotten, and then you don't actually have to buy the trip.
Don't listen to her about the female psyche. She's off.
Let me tell you something, though. Girls, well, tell me if I'm wrong, because I am 33.3% of the girls in the studio. Shoots us here as well. We don't like a trip where it's come to the airport and it's like, leave right now. Throw some stuff together, do we?
Absolutely. Absolute fundamental mistake. No. Meet me at the airport. You can keep it. What I would do is meet me at the airport on whatever the date of the trip is that you've got booked, so it gives them time to plan. Da da da. And then it'd be like, oh, what shall I pack? And then give out clues.
Yeah.
Let it simmer like a good soup for weeks and weeks.
What's the minimum lead time?
I'd say 2 months.
2 months?
Well, you don't want it to cross another celebration. Like if you're February for Valentine's Day, but the person's birthday in March, it doesn't work. It has to happen before the birthday because there has to be a new gift for the birthday.
Right, so it's not a joint gift for your birthday and Valentine's.
No joint gifts.
Don't work.
Oh, dear me. No. Not even if your birthday is on Christmas Day do you ever, 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 ever do a joint gift. It's like giving somebody a Hoover. And you know what that means. No Hoovers, no food blenders. Oh, yeah. Dear me, I feel like I'm on gift-giving 101 here.
Real good selling off here.
What are you going to buy?
What, when I go home?
Your good lady wife.
I don't know yet.
A trip, I'm telling you, this is the thing. It could be...
I've never done that. I've never bought a trip for
anybody. What about lovely weekend in Ras Al Khaimah, somewhere close, so it's not too far away, but just do the same thing. Keep it secret. Drop little hints. Right. And then have something when you get there. So not just the trip, but when you get there, something planned. Let me tell you, there's a... in Fairmont, the Palm, today, but I'm sure they'll do this any time of year for somebody who's spending 85,000 dirhams. They've got the most remarkable package. And they pick you up in limo, bring you to the hotel. From the hotel rooftop, there's helicopter rides. They serve you dinner on the hotel rooftop. laptop. The next day, there's breakfast in bed. Then you go on a seaplane. The seaplane drops you off, and then you go on a yacht ride. On arrival, you get 100 red roses and diamond jewellery. That's 15,000 dirhams of the 85,000 dirham package. I mean, it's just like an onslaught. Trains, planes, automobiles, kind of everything you could ever want. And that's something that the Fairmont are doing. But
Mark,
you can you
I'll
could
get me 85,000 out.
No, yeah. But you could do something for a tenth of that, where you pick a hotel, get a nice deal. Obviously, because you're not staying over Valentine's Day, that's another reason why not to stay on the 14th. Mm. So get your hotel and then just pick a activity, an experience, something that relates to something that she's into, just to show that extra bit of thought. So it's more like a package, just. Not just a stay, you know?
You could take a nice picture of her and put her on your
Yeah, I could Instagram
media.
It all, couldn't I?
Yeah. You could. What do you think you'll get for Valentine's Day?
Oh, I know. I've given him a list.
He's got the list. We'll find out what's on that list when we come back. Excited also to hear about some luxury train travel through India. Sarah just took the most amazing trip. We might not all be able to afford this trip, me included, but girls can dream.
Daydream.
The Luxury Lookout.
We got Sarah Headley-Hymans with us from Conte Nast Traveller Middle East. Now, your trip through India by
yes.
train
mm-hmm.
looked once in a lifetime.
It really was. It was epic.
Okay, start to end. We want it all.
Price first or last?
Last.
Last.
Let's not depress us all.
Okay.
The price.
Guess at the price at the end. I'd be interested to know what you think it's worth.
Okay.
Okay, so yes, this was an absolutely epic journey that I 100% recommend. I've been to India a few times and it's a hard country to travel in. There's just annoying things and difficult things, and there's an awful disparity between the rich and poor, which is harrowing, and you know, that's not necessarily what you sometimes but what you would want on a holiday. And the Deccan Odyssey was the train that I went with, and it was like they were my nanny for a week. It's a real, like, honestly, they take you everywhere. And I'm normally independent travel, so I thought I was going to be like, hey, I'll do what I want my way.
Yeah, leave but, me alone. I'm not going on the group
I'm an
tour.
Independent woman. but no, I was like, yes, you can nanny me because you're very good at it and you're not annoying at all. Even so, you go into the bathrooms, not the best bathrooms in the world in tourist attractions the world over, and India is no different. And they'd be there, standing there with toilet roll in one hand, hand sanitizer in the other. So you literally like go up, get your little bit of toilet roll, and then you come out and you get your hand sanitizer. And then if you're anywhere where you need hand sanitizer, somebody will be standing there squirting your hands as you walk past. So you, like, you're in perfect health. There's no deli belly or any issues like that. So that in itself is really good, because when I went to India before, my husband was really sick for 50% of the holiday. So those kind of things are completely avoided.
It does sound a bit like the wimp's way to travel, though,
it's
doesn't
the
it?
Absolute wimp's way to travel, but I loved it. So you have this amazing support network where everything is covered, but you get to do absolutely everything with the best guides in India. So obviously I saw the Taj Mahal. Obviously. So that's like the big bucket list tick, which was beautiful on the outside. The inside's pretty boring. But the outside, gorgeous. And then, you know, you go up to that, a guide will explain things that otherwise you would ordinarily have problems with. Little panicky things like on my mobile phone, I have a mic'd in speaker. So when I'm presenting to camera, I've got my mic. The phone is fine. The mic is not. How am I to know these rules with the Taj Mahal? These are the things that they'll say, have you got anything that looks like this? Yes, I do. And there's loads of like random things that you're not allowed to take in there. So they'll take them off you, hold them. And then when you go in the Taj Mahal, you're meant to wear these little slippers on your feet. And instead of having these, most people go and they get these sort of awful carrier bags. Big blue, like, medical carrier bag shoes.
Don't tell me. They have brought you your own. Are they made
fabric.
Of gold?
The name Deccan Odyssey is written in gold on them. But they're little cream, like, slip-on slippers that go over the top of your shoes. So just everything is made easier and better and more special.
Is it
How
one
long
of the-
were you there? Sorry.
Seven days.
7 days. I just wanted to say, affordable 01, do keep your guesses coming in.
Oh, are they guessing?
Yeah, how
this
much?
Trip has yes. cost us 7 days, yes. and we're already with the little white booties that have got the gold yes, right in yes. at the Taj Mahal.
Yeah. yeah. And okay. so, the Taj Mahal I knew about, but India's history, I now feel like a bit of an expert on India's history. They took us to so many forts. Luckily for us, all of those warring factions of the past all had their own palaces and forts. So every single city you visit, the most magnificent advanced palaces, more like so than today. For example, one of the palaces we were in had 100 latrines back in the day. Now there's 3. So it's like these places were really, just inspiring. The tiles, oh wow, I've got this thing for tiles. That's actually an Instagram page. Yeah. I have this thing for tiles. I have this thing for doors. That's a thing. That's an Instagram thing. But yeah, repost me, please. I've put my tiles up at this thing for tiles.
Could you buy tiles while you were there out of interest?
No, these tiles, I don't even know if they would be able to make them today. They're so intricate and well crafted, and we just don't have that kind of craftsmanship in the world anymore. It's just absolutely spectacular. And the stories, it's like the history of India is just this ongoing soap opera, obviously with all of these different Maharajas fighting with each other, and the Maharajas would have 29 wives and they would have their own issues. And the Taj Mahal itself is a mausoleum to Mumtaz, who was Shah Jahan's 13th wife, possibly, or he had a lot of wives. And then his son imprisoned him in Agra Fort, and he ended his days looking out of a small tiled window with the Taj Mahal, the mausoleum that he built, yeah. miles away in the distance. So that was the last thing he saw when
he died.
That'd
be torture in itself, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Absolutely. So
although I would like to say probably it wasn't. Probably the ceiling was, wasn't it?
Possibly, yes. You're really like visualising the yeah. the moment. You're a visual person. I understand.
I like to unromanticise
yeah. yeah.
Tell me about the train itself.
Yeah, well, this was the thing that on day one I thought, I'm not going to cope. Their rooms are tiny, obviously, they're cabins. I don't know if you've been on cruises, but cruises,
yeah.
their cabins have a lot more space. This is much smaller, you can imagine, on a train. So we had 2 twin beds. Underneath that, you put your suitcase. Then on the back wall, there's a TV and a sort of dressing table that comes down from that back wall. Behind the TV is a panel with a handle on it, and you pull that and out comes a wardrobe, which has got hangers for about 10 things in there.
Whoever uses the wardrobes on holiday anyway?
What?
I know Steph doesn't.
Me?
Really?
So, yeah, I'm the one that's phoning down to reception going, excuse me, is it really feasible that I've only brought 4 items of clothing? Why have I only got 4 hangers? and in answer to the Valentine's question, I asked for 20 white wooden hangers for my own wardrobes at home. But yeah, so everything fits in, but it's a little bit like the Krypton Factor, an old British TV puzzle show where you had to sort of work out, you'd be great at this, visual, what's that, awareness, whatever it is. You have to like go, okay, how am I going to fit everything in? I'm guessing you just chuck it under the bed.
Stays in the suitcase.
Yeah, don't come out of the suitcase. Or suitcase or floor.
Very, very difficult to get, because the gap isn't as wide as a suitcase between the two twin beds. The gap is about maybe just a suitcase's width, so it'd be difficult. You'd have to take it in turns.
I'm still stuck on the coat hangers. Only a woman with too much money would be concerned about what the clothes hang on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shruti's even looking really confused over there.
No, but you need enough. I don't mind. I picked white wooden ones for Valentine's Day just because I've got a white wardrobe, so I wanted to coordinate. But
it's a different world, people. It's a different world.
But I like to hang my clothes up.
Yeah. All the time.
Because I don't like to iron. If you don't hang them up, you have to iron, right?
Who's buying clothes that you need to iron anymore?
Oh, it happens to me all the time. I don't mean to. I just don't understand fabric.
So where does this train start from?
Right, so I got on at Mumbai. My least favourite part of the journey was arriving. Mumbai and me, we didn't get on. But then we went through Jaipur. And we went to Delhi.
Yeah.
And we went to Gujarat. So all through that Royal Rajasthan. And every day was a new itinerary. So you once you work out how to unpack everything into your... Oh, and there's an ensuite as well. So you don't like share bathrooms or anything. So once you learn how to unpack everything, it took me 2 days and then I had it nailed. Then every night, your butler leaves an itinerary on your bed, which tells you what's happening the next day. So you get up, you get your itinerary, 7:30, you go to the breakfast car, the restaurant car. You have your breakfast, full English every day. It was lovely. And then you get
in
off.
India?
Yeah. Yeah, you could have Indian breakfast or English breakfast or continental breakfast. Huh. It was a very good restaurant car. So then you get off and then they take you wherever they're taking you in the morning. So, for example, we went to wildlife safaris. We went to old hunting lodges that Queen Elizabeth had been to and just all the best treasures of India everywhere. We went to a rural village and met all the village dwellers and saw how they use cow dung as energy sources. It was so varied. It from these royal palaces to cow dung. Just such a massive education and such a lot of fun. And then on the last night, they gave us all saris. And I'm not sure what the guy's kameez is it? The
shalwar kameez?
Yeah. We all dressed up and had an Indian Bollywood disco.
Wow.
On the moving train. And then every night you go to bed, the train starts moving again, and then the next day there's a new adventure.
That sounds so fun. It's time to get your guesses in.
Yeah, let's have a guess.
Get your guesses in for...
How many days?
Cost?
There are two cabin types. Seven.
Seven days.
8 days, 7 nights.
Okay.
So there are two cabin types. There is deluxe cabin, which is the one that I was in. I said with the two twin beds, or you can have a double. And there's the presidential suite.
Cabins, we'll not guess that one.
Cabins take up four, so there'll be four cabins in one car, mm-hmm. whereas presidential suites are twice the size, so there'll be two in one car.
Right, so we're going for the four, aren't we? That's what we're guessing.
Yeah, so
right.
The starting price of this trip.
Let's have a guess.
Taj Mahal, no. Agra, Udaipur.
You can take a
Rajasthan.
Guess. Rajasthan. Take your guess.
Yeah, I can take a guess. I'm going to go for 22,000 dirhams.
Okay.
I'm going to go for 12 and a half, and we'll find out when we get back what it is.
The Ticket, the UAE's number one travel show, for being the number one travel show in the UAE.
We are the only travel show in the UAE, but
I believe
don't
so.
Let that put you off the figures. Say we are the best. We got to say, by the way, Drive Live is coming. And normally what happens is someone will go on holiday who is the usual person on the show, NLT.
Yeah.
We love her.
She's the regular presenter,
she's
right.
She's fantastic, however.
Okay.
Stacey is sitting in, who is from America.
Yeah.
Went in there today to talk to her. She's done chocolate brownies.
The best I've ever tasted.
They are incredible. She's done them for everyone who's going to listen in after 4 o'clock today. And... Yeah, I'm feeling a bit sweet.
Yeah.
I'm feeling a little bit like,
chocolate
where
brownies.
Is NLT? Who cares?
Yeah, they push you over the edge, haven't they?
Stacey's good. Anyway, she'll be here from 4 o'clock and with another guy who does the show as well. We're not sure about
that
him.
That Tim guy. Just want to let you know as well, next week, starting on the Monday, we're going to be live from the Dubai Duty Free Tennis Championships.
The tennis?
Yeah, the tennis. Anyone for tennis?
Me?
Yeah, Shruti's massive fan.
Shruti's a massive fan, and you've only gone and planned your holiday, haven't you?
I have. I really regret it, but your best
mistake.
Friend gets married only once, I hope.
So, the women's tournament gets underway first, and it's the 26th year of the ATP and the 18th year of the women's.
Yeah, we're looking forward to being down there. If you're going to be there, come and see us in our brand new booth. It's all sparkly and lovely and new.
Yeah, double-decker.
There will
decker
be
booth.
Extra seats in there. It will be air-conditioned.
Yes, it will.
And we're going to welcome guests.
We are.
Right, it's time to do this.
Daydream, why do you haunt me so?
The Luxury Lookout.
Right, Sari Headley-Hymers is with us from Condé Nast Traveller Middle East in the studio. We've just been talking about an amazing train journey right across India, getting started in Mumbai. My guess, I can't change it, can I? I think I might have gone a little bit too high on the
what
guess.
What did you guess?
I guessed 25,000 dirhams.
22, you guessed.
Oh, was it 22?
It was.
Mine was 12,500 dirhams.
Ali's texting, he's going for 5,000 dirhams.
Ooh. A lot of people asking. A lot of people are saying it sounds really, really good, hassle-free. Please name the trip, name how long it was and what the cost was.
Deccan, okay, Deccan Odyssey. D-E-C-C-A-N. O-D-Y-S-S-E-Y.
Deccan Odyssey.
Did I spell that right? Deccan Odyssey, yes. So it's DeccanOdyssey.com, I think, on the website. And it's 8 days and 7 nights. And they have lots of different schedules. I took this one because I wanted to do the Golden Triangle.
No one cares. Just tell us
India's.
The price.
Okay, sorry. And the winner is Mark. The actual price is just over 22,000 dirhams if it's single occupancy, and it's 32,000 dirhams for the week if it's two people sharing a cabin. And to put that into context with the chap who's 5,000 dirhams, that would be the same price as a sort of two bed villa at Bulgari Dubai for one night.
There's a late one as well from Fraz. Seven and a half.
No, sorry, guys. But that includes all of your meals, all of your excursions.
For the rest of your life.
All of your hand sanitizer and all of your guides, everything. And like I say, your sari and your Bollywood disco on the last night.
Great.
Yes.
It does sound amazing, doesn't it?
Honestly, yeah. It's worth every dirham.
If you've ever got that many dirhams.
Yeah. It's a one in a lifetime, but it's definitely one of those. A lot of holidays describe themselves as that. This qualifies in my book.
Now, we only have time to talk about one more thing.
Okay.
What's it going to be?
Okay. Let's talk about Bulgari.
Bulgari, why not?
Bulgari. I just stayed at the two-bedroom villa there, which is why I was giving you a price comparison. So they are 23,000 dirhams a night. And wow, it's insane luxury.
I mean, where is it?
It's where the Four Seasons is. Just past that, there's a little Jumeirah island that they've created.
Oh, yes.
And there is a luxury marina with super yachts harbored there. And there's the main hotel with rooms, but they've created this street, and it's like the most luxurious street you've ever seen in your life. It's a short street of 1, 2, and 3 bedroom villas, and then the Bulgari villa at the end, which is 540 square meters. They were all.
Do you just drive down the street really slowly so everyone knows you're going to the end?
Well, nobody knows other than the other people who are there. It's a private gated entrance. This is where celebrities and royals stay. I mean, it's like a street that was made in the imagination of somebody. It's so serene, other than the slight rev of Bugatti and Maserati and Lamborghini. You know, all the supercars. They're there. I don't really know what supercars are, but I just know they're very low and they sound different when they rev. And each of the villas has a two-berth canopied parking space, and they're all full of millions of dollars worth of cars. And the villas themselves, oh, wow, huge private pool. Everything's been designed in Italy. The speaker, Phantom, it's like a white enamel egg with rose gold. And when you go in, it connects to your mobile phone by Bluetooth. And then you can play your music, and it's like the loudest, most perfect concert sound system coming out of this fountain speaker. Everything in these rooms are just ridiculously luxurious. You know, when you're walking and you can feel like the wood feels better. It's just everything is really, really glamorous. And it's just this amazing street, and it's like perfection that they've created. But yeah, 23,000 dirhams a night for that. It's worth it if you can afford that kind of lifestyle. But obviously, when you think seven nights, 8 days
on the train,
it's putting into, you know, it's actually showing that Deccan Odyssey is quite good value in a luxury offering.
Mark, I think we found a new place for you to stand and take photos.
Yeah.
you wouldn't be allowed into it.
Just at the entrance.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to see anything. It's very private.
They'll know who I am, won't they?
I'm sure I'll keep them up. I'll let them know you're coming.
Well, Sarah, we did have London to talk about. We'll have to do it next time. Amazing. Thank you so much for joining us again.
Thank you. And if anybody wants to follow me at Hedley Hymers, shameless dignity free plug,
that is where to find you on Instagram.
Do tag me if you want me to repost you on Condé Nast Traveller. No bikini shots, please,
just daft ones like Sarah's.
Yeah, squirrels guaranteed repost.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.